just a gutsy performance tonight, Coach. You got some clutch play in a lot of areas tonight, didn't you?
And we sure did. I think defense played very well the whole game, except for maybe one long pass. And, you know, the offense controlled the football, especially in the second half, and got some conversions on third down and fourth down. So, you know, we're really proud of their effort today.
Talk about you hold Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis tonight to 66 yards on 21 carries. And, you know, is that a scheme thing, or is that just, you know, much more effective run defense?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, we're going to have to look at it and see what we did so well. But I think it's just sort of effort by our guys. They were determined to get in there and try to do a great job against him. You know, we played him pretty good last year. I think he got one long run on us and got most of his yardage. But, you know, our guys stepped up and played hard against him. And he's a tough back. I don't care, you know, if he only gained 66, he's a good back, and he's tough to bring down.
Talk about what Chris was having to deal with tonight. You know, he drives you down and gets a little shoulder injury, got hit later on. He just kept having to come back and forth out of little bumps and bruises, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And he was doing a lot of stuff for us. He was, you know, running the football. He was throwing the football. Got some key first downs on some runs that, you know, were pretty spectacular, you know, 5, 6, 7 yard runs. And he hung in there and was, you know, kept his composure, and I thought did a great job for us.
You know, you're talking about him running around. We were kind of wondering before the game, if you were going to limit some of the things you could do based on, you know, him trying to go with that injury that he had. It didn't look like you left anything out of the playbook tonight for him.
No, the injury he had last week was sort of a, you know, contact injury. It wasn't a pull or a strain or anything like that. So once we got the soreness out, there was no danger of re-injuring that muscle or anything. So we felt comfortable with letting him run his own reads and scramble and do whatever he had to do.
If there was I'm sure there were a couple of frustrations tonight. One had to be the offense would move the ball pretty well and then come up empty, you know, get down close and not finish on a couple of occasions. I know you talked about that at halftime, as a matter of fact.
Sure did. You know, we liked the fact that we were moving the ball, but, you know, seems like we always try to keep this game close with Mississippi, and we just did that. We kept it close by not getting the ball in the end zone several times, and glad to see that last one go in, though. That was a key touchdown for us and gave us a pretty good cushion and forced them to pass a bunch.
Got to ask about Kaysen. Big night for him, 119 yards, 23 carries. Did you have a talk with him or tell him, or did it was just understood Jeff probably wasn't going to play tonight, and as a result, he was going to have to bear more of the share of the load tonight?
Well, he knew Jeff wasn't going to play, and, you know, I think, you know, nobody had to talk to Kaysen. I think he just stepped up and knew that he was going to have to run. But Jared Hawkins and Kennard Reeves were ready to go, and, you know, they would have been ready to get in there and help Kaysen. And Jared did a little bit anyway, so it's nice to have all those tailbacks.
7 sacks tonight, Coach. Really, really good pressure all night long by your defensive front.
We sure did have, and we had a couple other opportunities. They slipped away from us and got some passes off, but those guys were going hard, and, you know, you got to have pressure. You know, it helps everything. It helps the run game. It helps the pass. Pass defense. So I was glad to see those sacks. They're pretty.
You told us Monday, you know, you said there a lot of this week in preparation for this game is about mental toughness. It's about being, you know, mentally prepared. You know, what do you do between a Monday and a Saturday? When, you know, what are you doing to emphasize that? Obviously, it helped pay off tonight.
Well, we usually practice full pads on Tuesday and shells on Wednesday and Thursday. And just helmets on Thursday. We went a little tougher, went full pads 2 days and then shells on Thursday. And I think it just sent a little message that we wanted to be, you know, physically tougher and mentally tougher. And I think they concentrated a little bit better. And, of course, you know, we talked about it all the time. Sometimes talking helps, sometimes it doesn't.
And I know the offensive line was challenged a little bit after last week, not being able to run the ball very effectively. I would think 183 yards on the ground would be something that you'd be pretty pleased with that.
We are. You know, we did some good things, and, you know, we probably lost a bunch of yards on that scramble that Chris got there right before the half. And, you know, so we're pleased with it, but we can be better. You know, that's the thing we got to impress upon our guys, that we can be better. We can, you know, do away with the penalties. We can, you know, protect against the long passes. We can, you know, run the ball almost, you know, even more effectively than we ran it tonight. So, you know, the key now is to keep moving forward.
How perplexed are you or concerned about the field goal game? You know, you miss a short one tonight, then have a snap go, you know, get through the hands on a good snap, and it's a couple of opportunities that got away.
I can't explain it. I just don't know. You know, if any coach could ever explain the kicking game, and, you know, he might could make $1 billion.
Yeah. I don't know. That's one of the – not just $1 million, $1 billion. That's right.
A billion.
The week off comes now. Sometimes you look at it, boy, this early in the season, you might like to have it a little later. Is this actually a pretty good time to get a week off?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, we just the circumstances we have right now, we'd like to get Jeff back, and we'd like to get Patrick Benoit back. Mm-hmm. And I think this little open week will help us do both of those things. And, you know, I'd rather have it now than, you know, get into about 8th or 9th week of the season, have a bunch of guys hurt and not be able to get them back for the rest of the year.
All right, Coach, enjoy it. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.